Canadians can get pretty smug about how we measure up in global rankings of health, wealth, and happiness. But we aren't always heading up in the charts. In its most recent Global Retirement Index, Natixis Global Asset Management found that Canada has dropped one spot and out of the top 10. Dave Goodsell is an executive director at Natixis. He joins us from Boston, Massachusetts. Hello there.
Hello there. Thanks for having me.
Canada ranks 11th in the world for retirement security. That sounds pretty good, though we dropped a spot here. What does it mean? What does it mean to be number 11?
Well, I'd say that it's very good to be number 11. In fact, I was just looking at this. If we made this an Olympic race, the timing would have gone down very tight on this because it's literally 0.1% that separates Canada from Luxembourg making the top 10. So I think still a very strong showing, just like last year when Canada was number 10.
Right. What are the big drivers that you're looking at that gives you a number? And I think the number's a great jumping off point to talk about some of these bigger issues. But what are the big issues that drive that score?
Well, we look at retirement security as really this multi-dimensional factor that we all have to consider. And the index is designed to really provide a relative look at where it's the strongest around the world. We look at four things. We look at finances and retirement. We think there has to be a stable financial system to ensure security. We look at material well-being. How well are retirees able to participate in the economy as consumers and in some cases as workers, too? We look at health because we think that access to affordable health care is a very important issue for retirees as they live on fixed incomes. And then finally, quality of life. Are people living in a good environment, a positive place to be? Are they happy with how they're living? And really see this as all coming together to determine just how secure retirement is for individuals around the world.
When I was reading through the report, it seemed one of the factors for Canada that has slipped slightly was a decline in income inequality. Can you tell us what you were looking at there?
Sure. This is called the Gini coefficient. And what it does is it measures, income for individuals, the variation in income among individuals. And again, I'll tell you that the score for Canada moved slightly from last year. It's less than 1% move in terms of it. We do see it greater in other places, lesser in other places. But it's something to watch because particularly when we think of being in retirement, when we're on a fixed income, that's an issue that we need to be aware of.
How do you determine how to weight the variables?
Well, we look at it primarily as an investment company. We look at finances and retirement the most closely. Mm. We do try to see what are the other factors, but we think that that has a significant bearing on people's success. And we also think it's a place where we can contribute to the conversation.
One of the things that you also talk about in the report is attitudinal insights amongst countries. For example, on the question of whose responsibility is retirement security, what do you notice amongst countries on that particular attitudinal question, and where does Canada net out?
Well, I'd start by saying Canada's right on the average. I'd say, about 78% of people believe that responsibility is becoming increasingly theirs. Mm. We see similar factors in the U.S. We see it very strong among countries where there's a strong defined contribution culture. So think in the U.S., a 401k plan. Australia, they have superannuation. New Zealand has a KiwiSaver. Places where people are engaged in helping to save for retirement in partnership with their employers. We see this coming true. The other part of it, though, too, is we see this coming through when people look at the economics of retirement and realize, maybe not specifically this, but realize there's so many more people now reaching retirement age than in the past, and there may not be as many workers behind them in the workforce that fund it. So I think a lot of people look at their retirement benefits, government benefits, and question whether that funding will be in place over the long term. Mm.
How do you factor longer lifespans into this in terms of retirement security? So Canadians would be fairly proud, and I think justifiably, about the Canada Pension Plan. But that is a plan that will need to support an ever-increasing number of retirees over the course of time. How does that fit into the analysis?
Well, we look at the old age dependency ratio, which tells you the number of retired people and the number of people behind them who are working. As that decreases, which is something we've seen throughout the last half of the 20th century into this era in the new century, that's becoming tighter and tighter. So there are fewer workers coming up to fund the systems than there are people who are actually phasing out of the system and retiring. You know, there's part of it, too, is if you think about it, millennials is a bigger generation than baby boomers were. It just takes time for them to get into the system. So their impact may not be felt for 10, 15 years, maybe 20 years, as their earning power increases and their contributions increase.
What about retirement age? So there's been a lot of discussion here in Canada about the retirement age. Why is it what it is? What would be the policy implications of extending that a couple of years later? How does that fit? Does that improve retirement security if we just had our 65-year-olds hang in there for an extra two?
Well, I think it does. You know, in some level, there's a big discussion on this in a lot of countries around the world. And that is, you know, this idea of retiring at 65, for example, our lifespans are much greater now. You know, when 65 was made as the lifespan, you know, this goes back to turn of the century or late 19th century in Germany. Otto von Bismarck came up with the idea of Social Security. 65 was chosen as that age. The average lifespan was closer to 50, 55. So Right. Not as many people were going to achieve that life. So now we have people who are healthier. They're living longer. They have better nutrition, better, you know, access to health care. They're living longer. We need to adjust.
What are some things that you would take away from this global survey and highlight for Canadian policymakers? What are some things that we could learn and we could perhaps do better on?
Well, I'd start with this, that retirement security really is a balancing act. You could look at all these factors, flip the switches so it's going to benefit retirees on every factor that's there, but that's going to create problems elsewhere, right? So it needs to be a balancing act. What levers can be pulled that can help better position retirees in your country for success in the long term? Part of it is looking at that retirement age. That's one factor that's involved. Some of it is looking at are we making enough retirement plans and opportunities to save for retirement available? Are we providing tax incentives? You know, it's interesting. In the UK, they've adopted something called auto-enrollment. So every worker coming to a job is automatically enrolled in a defined contribution plan. They actually have to opt out of it. What the hope is there is you're going to get people who are going to participate sooner, they're going to participate longer, and hopefully contribute even more. You know, another thing, too, even employers have a part of this. And, you know, the types of investments that are offered within a retirement plan can make a big difference, too. We see in the U.S. a number of individuals who want to invest in socially responsible or ESG investing. And in fact, we see this globally. People connect better with their values if they're concerned about the environment, if they're concerned about governance, if they're concerned about making a contribution socially. There's ways they can do it with their investment. We see from the U.S. study of defined contribution plan participants, it could actually incent them to participate or incent them to actually invest more. So it's a good thing. It helps people get started. It helps them really kind of maximize this opportunity to save for retirement.
Interesting. Well, Canadians are competitive. I love that you began with an Olympic metaphor because we want to be on that podium. Number 11, not good enough. So we have some work to do. Dave, thanks for giving us some insight on what that actually means. We appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
David Goodsell is an executive director at Natixis. He joined us from Boston, Mass. To talk about the Global Retirement Survey.